CD 7.
Right, said Dibbler, rubbing his hands briskly. Sol appeared from behind a trestle table loaded with rolled-up plans and took a pencil out of his mouth.
Yes, Uncle.
How long will it take?
About 4 days, Uncle.
That's too long. Hire more people. I want it done by tomorrow. Right. But, Uncle, or you're sacked, said Dibbler.
Sol looked frightened.
I'm your nephew, Uncle, he protested. You can't sack nephews.
Dibbler looked around and appeared to notice Victor for the first time.
Ah, Victor, you're good at words, he said. Can I sack a nephew?
I don't think so. I think you have to disown them or something, said Victor lamely.
But right, said Dibbler. Good man, I knew it was some kind of a word like that. Disown. Hear that, Sol?
Yes, Uncle, said Sol dispiritedly. I'll go and see if I can find some more carpenters then, shall I?
Right.
Sol flashed Victor a look of terrified astonishment as he scurried away. Dibbler started haranguing a group of handlemen. Instructions spouted out of the man like water from a fountain.
I reckon no one's going to Ankh-Morpork this morning, then, said a voice by Victor's knee.
He's certainly very, ambitious today, said Victor. Not like himself at all.
Gaspode scratched an ear. There was something I got to tell you.
What was it now?
Oh, yes, I remember. Your girlfriend is an agent of demonic powers. That night we saw her on the hill, she was probably on her way to commune with evil. What do you think of that, eh?
He grinned. He was rather proud of the way he'd introduced the subject.
That's nice, said Victor abstractedly.
Dibbler was certainly acting even stranger than usual. Even stranger than usual for Holywood. Even...
Yeah, said Gaspode, slightly annoyed at this reception. A cavortin' at night with eldritchy occult intelligences from the other side, I shouldn't wonder.
Good, said Victor.
You didn't normally burn things in Holywood. You saved them and painted on the other side. Despite himself, he began to get interested.
A cast of thousands, Dibbler was saying. I don't care where you get them from, we'll hire everyone in Holywood if we have to, right? And I want... helping them in their evil attempts to take over the old world, if I'm any judge, said Gaspode.
Does she? Said Victor.
Dibbler was talking to a couple of apprentice alchemists now. What was that, a 20-reeler? But no one had ever dreamed of going above 5.
Yeah, a digging away to rouse them from their ancient slumber to wreak havoc style of thing, said Gaspode. Probably aided by cats, you mark my word.
Look, just shut up a minute, will you? Said Victor irritably. I'm trying to hear what they're saying.
Oh, well, excuse me. I was just trying to save the world, muttered Gaspode. If ghastly creatures from before the dawn of time starts waving at you from under your bed, just you don't come complaining to me.
What are you going on about? Said Victor.
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Dibbler looked up, caught sight of Victor's craning face and waved at it.
You, lad, come here, come here. Have I got a part for you?
Have you? Said Victor, pushing his way through the crowd.
That's what I said.
No, you asked if...
Victor began and gave up.
And where's Miss Ginger, may I ask? Said Dibbler. Late again? Probably sleeping in, grumbled a sullen and totally ignored voice from down below in the sea of legs. Probably takes it out of you, messing with the occult. Sol, send someone to fetch her here.
Yes, Uncle.
What can you expect, huh? People who like cats are capable of anything. You can't trust them. And find someone to transcribe the bed.
Yes, Uncle.
But do they listen? Not them. Bet if I had a glossy coat and ran around yapping, they'd all listen all right.
Dibbler opened his mouth to speak and then frowned and raised a hand.
Where's that muttering coming from? He said. Probably saved the old world for them. By rights, I'd get a statue put up to me nose, but no, oh no, not for you, Mr. Gaspode, on account of you not being the right kind of person. So...
The wine stopped. The crowd shuffled aside, revealing a small, bow-legged grey dog, which looked up impassively at Dibbler.